This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, last week I talked about the ATLAS project and about things hurtling towards Earth, or at least near-Earth objects around the Earth. Well, I've got somebody to talk to us about the ATLAS telescope, which has been built up in Sutherland, and some of you may recognise who this is. Good afternoon, Willy Kurtz.
Hi, Ketchel.
Now, Willy Kurtz is known to many people who listen to the radio because he has a program called Stera and Planeta on RSG. Tell us a little bit about it for a few minutes, Willy.
Yeah, we've been going out on Sunday evenings between 7:30 and 8:30, and Henny Maas, which is long retired from RSG, has actually been running with this program for over 20 years now.
That's wonderful, because sometimes people ask me, you know, what sort of resources there are. So there you have it, from the horse's mouth, that's Stera and Planeta on RSG. Billy's going to tell us something about the construction of the ATLAS dome and the ATLAS telescope up in Sutherland, because in fact he was in charge of it as a technician who works for the South African Astronomical Observatory. Over to you.
Yes, very exciting. So actually, just the week before COVID deep lockdown, bad old times, remember that, we sort of decided together, let's tackle this. So we got instructions and we got into touch with the guys from America, and we actually set up first a two-week stint, and we erected the whole, what we call a sub-building, which is American-style building, something they don't do in South Africa. Here we build with bricks. I've actually done a bricklaying course years ago, but this was all woodwork and all sorts of different construction methods. Anyway, we ended up successfully getting to the point after 2 weeks of being able to close up the dome. So the American folks from ATLAS in Hawaii, they were basically having to come out to erect the telescope, because the Americans couldn't come out. And we ended up basically saying, well, how about actually tackling this ourselves? It was mainly Nick. I was actually busy on another instrument that had to be commissioned. And with the Hawaii being exactly 12 hours different, the guys over there went into night shift, and then they had like a 12-hour Zoom meeting and constructing it step by step over the Zoom from the other side of the world. Nick managed to do most of the work. I actually popped in every so often and helped. And then we finally got first light just before the end of the year. That was of course very exciting. And there's still a few things to finish off, but the telescope is basically functional right now.
Well done, Willy. So actually, because of COVID and all the lockdown, you've actually had to just roll your sleeves up and get busy and build this thing yourselves, and that's what you've done with a bit of assistance on Zoom from Hawaii. That is a terrific story. Thanks for telling us about it. And when is this ATLAS telescope going to be actually working?
So there's a few teething problems still that needs to be sorted out. And of course, being a NASA project, the James Webb has obviously taken all the limelight. So they have conveniently decided, let's wait till after James Webb has taken all the thunder, and they'll do a proper announcement, and in the meantime get all the small niddly things out of the way.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for telling us about it, Willy Kurtz from the South African Astronomical Observatory. And we look forward to hearing more about this project and hopefully clear skies without any comets or asteroids or whatever hurtling towards us. So thanks, Willy. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.